That's all I need to know about you.
Oh, well, 6 feet means different things to many people.
Does it? Does it really mean different things to many people? One more time.
Oh, well, 6 feet means different things to many people.
What does 6 feet mean to you, Raven?
How it measures.
Right. Probably there's 12 inches in a foot.
Look at you.
And so 72. 12 times six.
72 inches.
Okay, if you say so.
More than that. I don't know.
You don't know. You don't even know what 12 times 6
is. I didn't wake up ready to do math right now. All right. It's 72.
It's Anna and Raven. While we try to figure out our math, what we do know is that...
Go to your phone.
For the most part, you're right, 72.
Thank you.
6 feet means...
72 inches. Right.
Yeah. But no, that's all I need to know about you if you argue what 6 feet means because you're... Cinco de Mayo taco party in a parking lot got shut down.
Oh, yeah.
That was the whole thing. Well, 6 feet means different things to different people.
I guess not.
No.
Not really when we go to the real system of it.
Yep.
Just put a folding table between you and somebody else. That's how you know that you're a safe distance.
But can you imagine that so many people went to the Cinco de Mayo tailgate party that they had to shut it down? The police? Wait, there's more people there that were explaining why this was all going on.
The risk... of the coronavirus is a scam.
I mean, can you imagine actually saying that to a news team with a TV camera in front of you?
Freedom means different things to different people, and some people it means tailgating with tacos on Taco Tuesday and Cinco de Mayo in a parking lot.
I guess so.
Don't get in the way of our freedoms, people.
That's all I need to know about you.
If you make your dead hot tub recyclable via your house pickup using your chainsaw, that's all I need to know about you. My neighbor has gotten a little bit bored. He's an outgoing guy anyways, but usually he's traveling, gambling, having a good time, you know, having his friends over for a poker game. He can't do any of that, obviously, right now. So he procured himself a chainsaw, and he's been out there just cutting down everything that he can find in the backyard. And one of the things that he found was his hot tub. The mice made a house in the bottom of it.
Ew.
Instead of replacing the filter, he's carved up this fiberglass hot tub with a chainsaw.
Oh. Well, at least he's keeping busy.
Yeah. It's on the side of the house where I don't have any windows, so it's cool.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. I thought my neighbor was going to narc on me, but I wasn't really sure if I was doing anything illegal.
You know what you can do with that?
What?
Narc on them first.
Right. It's Anna and Raven, 1-800-330-9999. If you want to narc on your neighbor, go ahead. What are they doing that you think might be borderline illegal, just obnoxious, and you've just had enough of it?
You know, normally we reserve this type of behavior for, let's face it, the senior citizens of the neighborhood. They're home a lot. they're watching what their neighbors are doing. I used to make jokes about it all the time with my grandmother. She would tell me what all her neighbors are doing. But now that we're all home, this is the game. This is the biggest game in town.
I have one neighbor. It's interesting how we've divided ourselves, and I'm like the center house. Like, everybody to my right, we're like one team.
Right.
And then everybody to the left is another team.
Right.
But on my team, I have a nosy neighbor, so she always keeps me up to date on what's going on with everybody.
Always good to know.
Yeah,
right. And on top of it, the best part is you don't feel like you're the one snooping, but you're getting all the dirt.
But I have a neighbor on the left, right? And she walks her dog about 74 times a day on average.
That's good.
So I have now social distance cocktail hours in my backyard.
Mm-hmm.
And what I have, my one best friend, she comes over, she goes through the back gate, and she brings her bottle of wine.
Mm-hmm.
I bring my bottle of wine, and we meet at the table. And it's like, it's over 6 feet long. It's a big table.
My wife's doing this.
Yeah. She sits on one end. I sit on the other. We, you know, we have a glass of wine. We talk for 2 hours. She gets up and she goes home. Like, that's it.
I had a campfire the other day. My friend lit the campfire, but he was the only one that was allowed to go near it.
After that, because he contaminated the fire.
You have to stand 5 feet apart on either side of the fire. So if you want to have an actual conversation, you have to scream at each other.
Right. So what I noticed the other day is that the neighbor on the left on the other team, she started like coming by, and I have a white picket fence all around my yard, and she was like looking in, and
she could see
her peering in, and like, and all of a sudden I got a panic and go, is she gonna call the police because I have a friend over?
There's nothing,
which is insane.
It's okay, one person, you're not having a picnic,
right? But like, can you imagine, like, I was like, oh my gosh, she's gonna tell on me, like I was 7 years old again,
right.
And I was like, I'm not doing things illegally, but I'm pretty sure there's a lot of people in this neighborhood that are doing things that they're not supposed to be doing.
Oh, yeah. I think I got a friend who's bootlegging on the street.
That's
a different story for a different day, but I think that he's selling booze out. He's always offering booze, But I feel like it's let me give you a taste of these booze so you love the booze so then you come back to buy the booze, right?
So he's selling it out of his home?
Listen, liquor stores are open, but if you don't plan your hours out accordingly, let's face it, there's a lot more, you know, festive drinking going on. Well, I wouldn't call it festive, but there is more drinking going on right now at this time. So if you get outside of hours, you need to find that person. And I think I've got one. And he's got a two-car garage. He's right down the street, and it's nice and refrigerated. So it's better than it was when I was growing up. Also, I've got a friend that I think is experimenting, and my neighbor to the left of me is experimenting now. I've mentioned this before. He's got new power tools, and he never was the guy with power tools before, and now he's got a chainsaw. You would believe he was sawing through a tree that was like 7 feet wide yesterday, but I saw the wood stacked up, and it's only like 6 inches, so I don't think he knows what he's doing. I'm not even sure there's a chain on that chainsaw, that he just kind of rubs it against it.
So you're going to call the cops, and you're going to say that my neighbor doesn't know how to use a chainsaw?
I'm just saying I'm knocking on him to the neighborhood. Saying that something could happen. Okay. All right. It's a danger.
1-800-330-9999. We can disguise your voice if you want us to. But go ahead. Narc on your neighbor. What are they doing that's a little bit questionable? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Go ahead. Narc on your neighbor. You know, there's always that moment when you're like, should I call the cops on my neighbor? And then you like think about it. And then some people do it, some people don't. And I thought the other day that the neighbors were going to narc on me for having a friend over, even though we were socially distant in the backyard. And then I realized it wasn't illegal. But man, she was looking through my white picket fence like she was going to do something.
I feel like I finally have got my neighbors, the new neighbors from down the street. They have finally stopped walking the Great Dane by our house and letting it just do whatever it wants to do, wherever it wants to do it. Because that's like a bear coming by and doing
its
business.
Yeah, but what are you
going
to say to the cops when you call the cops?
Oh,
say,
no, it's illegal. You can't do that. That's definitely a ticket.
You can't
it's a
have
health hazard.
Your dog poop on the yard. But what if you pick it up? But they're not picking it up.
No, they're not picking it up.
But if they pick it up, is it okay?
Yeah, of course it's okay if they pick it up.
All right.
But if they don't pick it up, I mean, that's terrible. Well, this guy also likes to drag all his brush into the street.
Yep.
And I'm talking about like as wide as a car. And you're supposed to put the brush on the curb. And he's putting it just in the middle of the road.
You mean like the sticks and stuff?
Oh, yeah. But it'll be like a half a tree. Like he always does like big work over there. And he'll have it like right in the middle of the road. It'll be like as wide as a pickup truck. And then I'll leave it there for like 5 days.
1-800-330-9999. We asked on our Facebook page, go ahead, narc on your neighbor. Kat says she goes to the store 5 times a day with her kids. No, I'm not exaggerating.
Wow.
How do you know she's going to the store? How do you know she's not going through like the Dunkin' Donuts drive-thru just to get out of the house?
I mean, even still, you're supposed to stay safe, stay home. It seems like a lot, and it's probably not all that necessary.
Colleen got narked on because she was having a bonfire, and the neighbor called the fire department to complain about her.
I mean, how many people were over there? If it's just you and the fire, you're probably good. It's your property, right?
Stacy wrote, we live in a building and our neighbor to the immediate left of us is insane. She insisted that she was sick with the virus. She had a tantrum in the middle of the day, yelling at the family below for her to be that they were being too loud and she needed to rest. After that, she left. We don't know where she went, but then she came home and she started coughing all over the hallway. I want to report her to the building office.
Oh, I would have definitely reported her to everybody that would answer the phone.
Ben says, I have one set of neighbors that light off fireworks that are way too large for a backyard in a residential area. I can't stand those people. And Raven's one of those people. Stop lighting off fireworks in your yard.
No, but on appropriate times.
No,
appropriate times. Yes.
No.
4th of July.
No.
Memorial Day weekend. Labor Day weekend.
No.
New Year's Eve.
No.
Pandemic weekends when it gets nice out.
No.
Right.
No.
I just put the Thunder shirts on all my dogs.
Forget it.
And they're fine.
No, you're the worst. I'm not even going to get into that argument right now with you. A neighbor, Rosanna said, reported us for having too many cars in the driveway.
That's right. I've driven by. I've seen some of these people. You see a dozen cars out front, and you're like, oh, they are definitely breaking it. They're breaking all the rules in there right now.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Go ahead. Narc on your neighbor.
My neighbor is constantly having people over, and there's no way that they're staying 6 feet apart to me. This past Sunday, there was like 6 people in the pool. It was freezing outside. They had a cornhole out too, so it was just bad, all bad. So,
this weather was nice this past weekend. Maybe the water was cold.
And no, I had a friend. He's got a heated pool too. He had it up to 85 the night before. He's like, we're going to be ready. And then I just had to look from afar because I couldn't go over his house because I'm a responsible patriot.
I just want to know, were you going to call the cops and be like, my neighbor's playing cornhole? That was going to be your complaint?
I mean, if he had just waved him over and offered you a burger, then it could have been a whole different situation.
Maybe.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Go ahead, narc on your neighbor.
Hey, thanks for having me on. So my neighbor is cutting up meat in his garage.
What?
Yes. I think he's absolutely lost his mind. You can actually buy like half the cow, and then he's got this whole thing where if you buy half the cow, you come into my garage, and then you can cut it up yourself. He'll like do it. He'll teach you how to do all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then you take it home, and I think that this is insane.
Yes.
And I mean, there's got to be laws that are against that, right?
I think there's at least a half a dozen.
Have a problem? Anna's daughter Hayden can tell you what to do.
Don't get in trouble after 5 p.m. Otherwise, you'll probably get dessert taken away from you.
Love issues?
If he doesn't show up on a horse on your first date, he's probably not a prince.
Life problems?
Just tell your boss the truth. You want to put a playground with a slide in your office building so you can have recess during the workday.
Life advice with Hayden Zeff.
That's right. You ever need life advice? You could always ask my 11-year-old daughter, Hayden. She has no qualifications to give life advice whatsoever, but she always has something to say without hesitation.
Yeah, I mean, she's seen plenty of doctors on television and so forth. This thing can't be all that difficult.
Hayden, today's email, gotta be honest, one that I think a lot of people can relate to, says, "Hi, Hayden. I just can't get motivated to do exercise at home. I know that I should. It's all available to me on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, but I just don't do it. How can I get motivated to exercise again?"
You have to find things to do that are also fun, so it doesn't feel like you're actually working out, like the Fit Board that we got, right?
Well, the Fit Board we got, we don't know if it works yet. We saw an infomercial for a Fit Board that was on Shark Tank, and we bought it because it was $9.99, and Mommy thought it looked interesting, but we don't actually know if it works.
Something else you could do maybe is you could get TikTok because they have a lot of workout challenges that you could do there too.
Oh, so now we're just going to make everybody go on TikTok.
Yeah. And if you don't hit those moves the exact way as the famous people do, you ain't getting no likes or a good workout.
Anything else to get motivated? Mommy has this problem too. I got the weights there. I teach my couple Zumba classes, but when it comes to actually doing some other exercise, I just don't feel like it.
Have your children hide the chips. And be sure you work out first thing in the morning, because as the day goes on, you get lazier as it goes.
That's the truth, though.
That is true.
That is true.
So you brought these Fit Boards in here today for us to play with.
You know, I record this the night before, so I recorded this with her last night. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to bring in these Fit Boards. They just came in the mail yesterday.
Yeah.
I brought
both of
them.
Very brightly colored. They look festive.
Yeah.
They say energy. Get on me.
They do. We'll see if they work. We'll make a video. We'll put it up all over our social and on Raven.
I have some concerns. First, my knees and my hips. That's the number one concern.
Listen, this is going to make us have rock abs.
I mean, I don't know when rock you expect to do it. In between songs,
well,
I guess?
In my mind, I was going to be so motivated to use my new Fit Board, which basically looks like a surfboard, but half the size and tilted, that I was never going to sit down today. I was just going to be twisting throughout the entire morning on the show.
You haven't touched it once.
No, I haven't.
I'd like to point out that we got in trouble for letting the goats mess up the carpet before, and these could put a hole in the carpet.
Nah, they're made not to do that. Nah, they're safe.
I think the amount of friction and rotations it would take will probably never approach that to actually get through the carpet.
Right, but I mean, we haven't even touched them yet.
Right, that's
true. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. If you need advice, email me, Hayden at annaandraven.com. That's Hayden at annaandraven.com. See you next week.
I just feel like we need to discuss this because to me it seems so incredibly odd. NASA confirmed, NASA, like the space experts.
Right.
Confirmed that they're working with Tom Cruise to shoot a film in outer space.
They're working with Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise isn't working with them. They're working with Tom Cruise to make sure Tom Cruise makes it to the space station so he can film an action film. What a world we live in.
Yep, he's going to be on the International Space Station. A NASA spokesperson confirmed that he's going to launch into space, stay aboard the station in a multi-billion-dollar laboratory that orbits about 250 miles above the Earth.
Take that, Lance Bass. You suck.
Right. Well, the reason why you even bring that up is Lance Bass of NSYNC, he had planned to go to the International Space Station.
Chickened out.
That trip didn't pan out.
Amazing.
Well, the thing that's interesting about this is also that NASA's done a lot of documentaries from space, obviously. Okay. But this will be the first time.
Did they
time...
ever do one about where the best Navy fighter pilots go in the world to practice dogfighting skills for the good of America's safety?
No, no.
Well, that's a shame. But you know who did?
I'm going to guess Tom Cruise.
Yes, he did.
Yep.
Yes, he did.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be the first time that they're filming, like, a fictional movie up there. It's not a documentary.
A scripted movie that is not a documentary. He actually voiced a documentary for them in 2012, an IMAX thing. I bet you that's where he got the idea. He's like, you know what I'm going to do? After I hold on to this big jet in a Mission Impossible movie, or jump from building to building, or do my own motorcycle stunts, I'm going to make sure they fly me up there.
It gets weirder.
I mean, the best part is it's a write-off for them, right?
But they, well, yeah.
So smart.
The reason why they're doing this, they say, is because they want to bring popular media to space because they want to recruit a new generation of engineers and scientists. But I hear that, and I don't think that Tom Cruise is the one that's like, oh, my gosh, Tom Cruise filmed a movie in outer space. I'm going to be an astronaut.
Well, you're wrong about that, okay? Oh. Do you know how many people had spiked haircuts after Top Gun came out, just like Val Kilmer?
It's different now. He jumped on the couch. After he jumped on the couch, that's when Tom Cruise jumped the shark.
You're wrong.
That was it. Nobody cares about him anymore. Now he's just a weirdo.
You know what?
What?
You call Lance Bass. See if you can get him on Zoom or Cameo for $20 to leave a message on your phone, okay?
Yep.
But Tom Cruise is going to the space station.
And he has to team up with Elon Musk, if I'm understanding this right.
Elon Musk is driving.
Yeah. Elon Musk is going to drive the outer space vehicle that's going to bring Tom Cruise to film a movie in outer space. And this is a real thing that's happening.
Hater!
2020 is weird. It's a weird year. I can't believe Sunday's Mother's Day already.
Yeah.
It came so fast.
It seems like time has stood still for so long, but then all of a sudden these important dates are coming up and you realize you still haven't been out of your house. You have no barometer for what day it is.
But it doesn't matter. We need to honor the mothers. Throughout the last 10 days or so, we've been collecting submissions for Anna and Raven's Mother's Day classroom.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to give $500 gift card to one mom who's not only being an incredible mom, but being an awesome teacher at home.
We've seen a lot of innovation from people before, and we're getting, like you said, plenty of video submissions. Here's one that we have today. This is from Jessica Smith.
Hey, guys. So, like we said before, Hunter said today is Friday.
Yeah, we already read that.
May, right? May 1st, 2020.
No, this is May. So my birthday had to come up today.
No, your birthday's Sunday.
Kids are really into their birthdays.
Right.
It's like the whole, it could be 7 months away to your child's birthday.
Right.
And they'll look at you and be like, how many days are to my birthday? What are we going to do for my birthday?
Yeah, nieces and nephews, the phone calls that I get are always, it's going to be my birthday. And I'm like, yeah, in November.
Right.
And they're like, yeah.
It's going to be my birthday.
So what are we doing?
Right. So it's not uncommon for when you're homeschooling your child during this period to all of a sudden then be very concerned about their birthdays. But her birthday's coming up.
And you got to keep people on focus.
Yeah. And it's also, what day is it? Because it's Friday?
Teach the teacher day.
Correct, yeah. That's a half a day. Well, we're going to do it really fast.
But you notice this is that immediately, as soon as they realize that the assignment was that they also have to teach back the teacher that day what it is they've learned throughout the week, it's immediately, but it's also a half day.
It's a half day.
Right.
Don't forget.
They never forget that.
Yeah, I like the fact that she came up with teach the teacher day, so the kids feel like they have to turn it around and teach mom something.
Well, you really see what they're retaining, too. That's good.
So also coming into a new month for distant learning.
Flowers.
You're making flowers. Good.
Distraction.
Since we're entering May 1st, this is the beginning of May, right? This is our first day, May, right? And so May 1st.
We've been in May for a while.
No, today's the first day.
So that's Lily's birthday.
Lily's birthday Sunday. Okay.
No. Birthdays.
This is Sunday.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Listen, Mom.
Mom.
It's my birthday.
She just wants to teach the kids the lesson plan that the teacher sent her. But there's been already 5 minutes of argument about whether it's her birthday.
Right.
Right. What day it is. How long it's been May. Because it's been May forever. This is every mom's life right now.
Yeah, it's everything that you need.
What are you guys going to teach me today?
I'm going to make you how you make flowers.
We're going to learn how to make flowers? Okay, yeah. Perfect.
It's a smart
Hunter,
move.
What are you going to teach me today?
It's actually two of it.
Okay.
One, garbage recycling trips. You can have a big arm that dumps it into the hopper and the grabber arm.
Every kid loves the garbage truck and the grabber arm.
Yeah.
And trucks from when we were young. Come on, he goes on and on.
Okay.
And garbage trucks. It's really cool because I thought garbage trucks have to dump by letting all the garbage out of the blade, but no, a big hydraulic arm pushes the back door open, then all the blade crushes it.
Nope.
Right. And why are garbage trucks and recycling so important, right?
Because they keep the earth clean.
Right, exactly.
Nice job.
Yeah. Stay clean.
Correct.
Oh, that was pretty good, awesome. Right? Yeah.
Pretty good.
Jessica Smith, that was a great submission. We want to see what you're teaching your kids in class. Send us the email with the video tomorrow by 6 a.m. You can get to AnnaandRaven.com for all the info. Three things you need to know this hour. It's Anna and Raven. Less than a day after President Trump said he would start to disband the coronavirus task team, he said this.
The task force has done a great job, and so we'll be leaving the task force indefinitely. We'll see. You know, at a certain point, that'll end, like things end.
Well, he changed his mind.
Roll it back.
Yeah, he was like, just kidding. I know yesterday I said I would start disbanding it, but then he changed his mind. And he told a group of nurses, they had a meeting in the Oval Office.
Right.
And he said to the nurses, and I quote, he had no idea how popular the task force was until actually yesterday when he started talking about winding it down. I mean, Brad Pitt played Dr. Anthony Fauci on SNL.
Right, right.
They're a thing.
Right. I get it. But, you know, at the same time, too, you got to think to yourself, like, they could probably have a Zoom meeting, right? I mean, I picture them. It's funny. Like, I was thinking about it this morning with everything that's going on, whether it be somebody going, I haven't gotten my PPP or the stimulus or this, that, whatever. I feel like this same group of people walks from room to room and physically handles everything.
Right.
And that's obviously not true.
Right.
So they probably do have some downtime.
Well, what they...
At some point, Dr. Fauci's probably like, listen, I'd like to get back and feed my cat. My cat is just tearing up my condo right now.
He did say that he wants to kind of transition the task force a little bit into working more about opening the economy.
Right.
And he said that there may be people that are let go, even though they did a great job, because they were really working on the ventilators.
We can't work here forever.
I mean, you think... Like, imagine if it's like a boardroom and he does like celebrity... So, remember, oh my gosh.
Celebrity Apprentice?
Yes. And
where he
just
fires
comes in, he fires people.
I mean,
you think that'll happen?
I think that's happened during the presidency. I don't know if it's going to happen with this board, but I know that it's happened.
Second thing you need to know this hour. Imagine being told by your town that you need to go on a diet.
What's up with that?
Yep, that's happening in Huntington. Suffolk County official William R. Spencer, a doctor and the chairman of the legislator's health committee, announced the first voluntary townwide virtual diet yesterday.
I brought together a few friends to help put Huntington on a diet. We're going to be posting online a healthy lifestyle program that will include exercise and yoga classes, okay, nutritional advice from our practice, and I'll be conducting several Facebook Live events talking about how obesity and its risk factors put you at an even greater risk if you contract COVID-19.
So this is...
He's doubling down on it.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, look, we got a little bit of fear out there. We're going to put a little bit more blood in the water and get you people thin.
Now, the town supervisor, Lupinacci, he said the diet is only a friendly suggestion.
Right.
But
they're not going door to door and ordering
you. I want it
to
be like a Weight Watchers meeting where everybody in Huntington's got to line up out
and
the door.
You gotta get out of the people scale. That are not doing it.
No, nobody else sees your number except for you and the person working at Weight Watchers, and they keep a little track, and then you get certain buttons that you have to
it
wear.
It sounds like you just want Weight Watchers for free.
Well, if they're going to offer it,
right.
Wouldn't that not be so bad? And the third thing you need to know this hour, for the first time in history, more pickup trucks have been sold than passenger cars.
Oh, America.
Right, but why? What about why?
Probably people are cleaning up their yards.
You think? So they're like, let's go buy a pickup truck.
Right.
That's what they decided?
I've got a lot of brush out here. Bulk pickup isn't going to happen till the fall. Yeah.
I just always think when people think of COVID-19, they think of zombies. And they're like, if I need to escape a zombie, what do I need? A pickup truck.
Well, it's a good thing to jump in and out of, too, with your posse.
Yeah.
So that's a good point.
It's the bright side. All the good things happening in your community. And if you ever want to share positive things, we always want to hear it. You can call us at 1-800-330-9999. You could also text. So let's start with a retired mailman and musician in Connecticut. Kip Sturgeon and his bandmate Fred Molesky perform outside of nursing homes that are filled with residents inside trapped amid the COVID-19 pandemic.
Nice.
Now, they use these like amplifiers
that
are so loud that the residents can hear them. Check this out.
Nice.
Isn't that beautiful?
Nice voice.
Isn't that gorgeous?
Yes, very nice.
I was thinking about it. I'm like, how come nobody ever asked us to go sing outside their window?
I mean, you know the answer. They asked us not to. Every time we actually sing, we get in trouble for singing.
We're not. We've had been called into several meetings where we've been told.
Many.
That
dozens,
our ratings
really.
Just really nosedive anytime that we try to sing.
Right.
So please. Stop singing, but there's that. We got a text message just coming in saying, I want to send a shout out to all the garbage men. These guys have not missed one pickup since all of this started, and they handle all the germ-laden byproducts of us humans. Great job, guys.
Yeah,
it's
scary.
Totally appreciate you.
I saw a news story on the stuff that people are throwing in the recycle bins now at this point, and it's terrible.
Right? I've
and
never these guys made have to do so it every much day. Garbage in my life.
Right.
There's so much garbage at my house. Like, I think we go through an entire kitchen bag every single day.
It's like
insane.
Christmas week every single week.
Right.
Right.
Oh, I get a lot of credit. Mike Pagano on the east end of the island is an artist, and he came up with an idea.
The whole pandemic thing just got started. I said to one of my neighbors, how cool would it be to paint a rainbow? Because all of these kids were doing it. My neighbor's wife, she's like, we're in, let's do it. We kind of forgot about the sadness that's going on.
It's hard to hear that and understand the amazing, beautiful works that he's doing.
Mm.
He's been going around painting these gorgeous animated paintings on neighbors' doors and windows. They are so beautiful. Like, if I saw that, I saw it and I was like, oh! I want that. Like,
right.
It was great.
Imagine coming home to that.
Oh, it's so awesome. And he's not charging anything, but that's not stopping his neighbors from paying in different ways.
Somebody made me a cheesecake. Somebody gave me a homemade spaghetti sauce. I've got so many bottles of wine in my house right now. It's like I can't drink it fast enough.
That's great, right?
That's perfect, right? That's where you find a little inspiration. Wine's like stock. It ain't going to go bad, right?
That's the bright side. You want to call with your bright side? 1-800-330-9999.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us and they let us know what their problem is. Jay and Louise. Jay, let's start with you. What's going on?
What's going on is I'm helping my neighbors with their deck, helping them build it. And my wife doesn't seem to think that that is proper social distancing. And she's been ragging on me pretty hard about it.
You guys are, getting very close when you carry the 2x4s, the pressure treated. You're getting too close. Are you guys pouring bags of concrete together? That's how I love to pour bags of concrete with my best friend right next to me, attached at the hip.
Yeah, we pretty much, keep to our sides of the deck. And you know, there's not a lot of, getting close and personal.
Oh, you're not hugging?
No, we're not hugging this. Mm. At least not till it's done, right. You know. And well, then maybe there'll be a hug.
Louise, so what's...
What's the problem?
Yeah.
Well, there's a thing called social distancing that's happening right now. And
I've heard
a reason
of it.
Like, he's spending all his weekends, he's spending so much time over there, not taking this into consideration. He's not even staying on the deck. He's going inside the house, getting drinks. He's going to the bathroom, helping himself out. Like, he's not taking the precautions that he should be taking.
I mean, you guys have been eating this whole time, right? You're going to the grocery store and so forth. So I get what you're saying, but there's only so much we can do at certain points, I guess. Going into somebody's house, though, I haven't done that. I haven't been in somebody's house in like 2 months. It's true.
Right. Right.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think, and they may agree with you, Louise, that it's breaking the protocol. He's not supposed to be doing that.
So what do you want him to do? Let me just be...
Not help his neighbor?
You want him to stop building the deck? Is that it?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it.
They can wait.
Okay. They can wait until, time goes by and those restrictions are lifted. Or they may see Jay's side, too, that you got to help a neighbor. What are you going to do? It's a neighbor. And if you feel safe there, then it is what it is. Do you both agree to listen to what our audience has to say?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Great. Call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Louise says her husband, Jay, is 100% violating all the social distancing rules because he goes to the neighbor's house on the weekends and helping him build his deck. He even goes in the house now and goes to the bathroom. She says, no, absolutely not. You can't be trusted to do this. You're not supposed to be doing this. You have to stay home.
Maybe if you've got an isolated bathroom inside that house where you can just enter easily and leave easily and then it's cleaned after or whatever. I mean, when you're working on a deck together, you're not really standing side by side, are you?
On our text line, 1-800-330-9999, I'm on the wife's side. The husband is being reckless. He can easily go home to use the bathroom and eat. He's breaking all the rules. And then another text says, I'm on the husband's side. We can't isolate ourselves forever or indefinitely. He should take precautions and wear a mask and gloves if necessary. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. It sounds like they're spending, time apart on the deck. They're not getting close. And it sounds like she's just feeling a little neglected. The way she mentioned he's over there every weekend and everything else like that.
It's true. We have frustrations about not being able to find something that we can dive into at the same time. And to watch somebody else have something like that, it can be tough. It's petty. It's not right. But it is. It's human nature.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Louise is upset that her husband, Jay, has been spending weekends at the neighbor's house working on the deck. She says he's avoiding all social distancing because he goes inside to use the bathroom, grabs beers from their fridge. She says, no way. You need to stop this and come home.
Yeah, I think there's probably an easy solution, right? Bring your own beverages. But as far as getting out and getting a little social time, I'm sure they're not right on top of each other. They're building a deck. You need one guy on the other side of the board, not right next to you.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Husband's side. He should just compromise. If she's upset about him going to the bathroom and going to the other people's house, just have him bring drinks and go back home. It's the next door neighbor. But we're all social distancing, but they're not saying don't go near anybody. A 6-foot distance is fine.
And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. It's not like he's right on top of the guy. And with a little common sense, I mean, I'm sure they're not, like, sharing the same glasses, and he's probably washing his hands after he uses their bathroom. I don't see anything wrong with helping a neighbor out, especially if the neighbor's been quarantined themselves, too. How much contact are they having with other people?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm on his side. It's time to start getting back to normal, slowly introducing the closest people to you. I think it's totally fine. Your neighbor is always going to be there, so you might as well start socializing with them now.
Right. If you figure you don't want to make an enemy of your neighbor when you're trying to help build their deck, all of a sudden you're like, sorry, I can't help you anymore.
Maybe that neighbor ain't going to be there in a month. They could be in their bunker.
Oh, Raven, why are you so dark?
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Jay, our audience agreed with you. As long as you're trying to maintain your social distancing and perhaps not going in and out of the house that much, maybe your wife, Louise, can be a little bit lenient on this.
I hope so. I understand where she's coming from. She's worried about me, and I appreciate that. But, you know, I'm trying to be safe.
I think
I'm also trying to be neighborly.
Yeah, I think it's great that you're helping out with a project. It's a good way to occupy your time right now. One thing, though, I mean, going in and getting drinks, if you're getting drinks, like, out of their fridge and stuff, that's questionable. I mean, your friend should just pour you the drink and bring it out. Or better yet, you know, bring a sixer and, you know, then you can take them just off the can and everybody's clean. And then tell them, listen, I'm just going to pee on the fence. It's going to be right over here. For the good of both of us, you're just going to pee right over here.
Sure,
it's
I'm sure he'll like that, yeah.
Right. It's disgusting. All right, if anybody else has an issue, send us an email to couplescourt@annaandraven.com. And Louise, you're going to be okay with giving him a pass on this, right?
Yeah, that's just why I love him. He has such a big heart.
This is how big things get done. Brooklyn Bridge, there was urine everywhere. That's Don't think disgusting. For a minute there wasn't.
Oh, stop.
Okay, we did what we had to do.
Beat Raven in pop culture trivia and win. It's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Jennifer.
Hey, Jennifer, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Oh, Raven, can you leave the room, please?
Sure. Good luck, Jen.
Okay.
And I just want to let you know my coworkers are helping me fill.
Who's helping you?
My coworkers from the Bachelor Experts.
Oh, bring them all on. Yes.
Good luck.
All right, Jennifer, here's how it works. Raven's walking out of that studio. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. Answer them as quickly as you can. I will invite him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, we give you $100 to Duncan. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Number 1, in the Michelle Obama Netflix documentary Becoming, there's an interview with the Obama's daughters. What are their 2 daughters' names?
Do you remember that?
Malia
and Shasha, my coworker.
All right. Number 2, Daniel Radcliffe returned to the world of Harry Potter by reading the first chapter of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone for the Wizarding World Lockdown Initiative. Try saying that 3 times fast. Who wrote the Harry Potter books?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Who wrote the Harry Potter books?
Oh.
J.K. Rowling?
Oh, okay, there you go. Thank you, Rowling.
Number 3, Elon Musk shared the first photos of his son on Twitter this past week, and he gave him an unpronounceable name that the state of California rejected. What is the name of the car company he owns?
The car company?
Tesla?
Yeah. Number 4, Adele almost broke the internet by posting a birthday selfie, and she is noticeably thinner. What do all her albums have in common?
Wait, who was it?
Adele. What do all the album names have in common?
Isn't it like love?
I need a final answer, Jennifer.
Her body fit, maybe? I don't know.
Number 5, actor Williams Daniels gave a heartfelt message to teachers for National Teachers Day. What show did he play Mr. Feeny?
Oh. Boy Meets World.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Let me bring Raven in.
All right.
They're celebrating, but I don't know.
How'd she do?
She got 4 out of 5.
They took a while. Let's see how I do.
Yeah, they definitely took a while. Number one, in the Michelle Obama Netflix documentary Becoming, there's an interview with the Obama's daughters. What are their two daughters' names?
My lovely daughter's names are Sasha, and then there's Malia.
That is correct, Sasha and Malia. Number two, Daniel Lovely. Radcliffe returned to the world of Harry Potter by reading the first chapter of Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone for the Wizarding World Lockdown Initiative.
Okay.
Who wrote the Harry Potter books?
J.K. Rowling.
J.K. Rowling. They say J.K. Rowling, but I gave it to you guys anyway. J.K. Rowling is the correct answer.
As long as they took.
Yeah.
Get the pronunciation.
Number three, Elon Musk shared the first photos of his son on Tuesday on Twitter. And they gave him an unpronounceable name that the state of California rejected.
Right.
What is the name of the car company he owns?
Tesla.
That is correct.
I almost buy one every time I'm home alone and drinking on a Saturday.
All right. The name that he gave his son, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's X, a weird kind of symbol, A-E, A-12.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
That's not a name. Number four, Adele almost broke the internet by posting a birthday selfie and she is noticeably thinner.
Oh,
I mean,
my
she
gosh.
Is very thin.
Saw that.
What do all her album names have in common?
They're all her age.
Yes, that is correct. And you guys are tied at 4. You need this last one to beat them.
Okay.
Actor William Daniels gave a heartfelt message to teachers for National Teachers Day. What show did he play Mr. Feeny?
Saved by the Bell.
No, it was Boy Meets World.
Well, we tied.
All right, Jennifer, what that gives you and your whole crew is one T-shirt that you can all share.
Right, maybe if you cut it up, you can use it as dust rags.
This is Jennifer, and I can't be Raven.
It's a good try, though. Better luck next time.
Hold on the line. We'll get all your info. Make sure you're listening at the 5 o'clock hour today for the cheat sheet, the first two answers to tomorrow's 5 pop culture questions. Video games. Seems like all your kids are doing, but is it okay? It's Anna and Raven. Jason Chung is an attorney, and he's a professor and expert when it comes to esports.
So, Jason, it kind of seems like the future is now. I'm watching professional racers race video games on Fox television, virtual 5Ks going on all over the place. Esports' time has truly arrived.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the few forms of entertainment that we can do from our homes, right? It's a very resilient form of entertainment, and I think really the world is waking up to the potential of virtual worlds and what we can do in them.
As a college professor, you know, obviously you deal with a lot of the younger generation. And do you find that there's a lot of interest in, like, it's become a new career path for a lot of students?
Absolutely. We're actually launching degree programs in esports business at the university, and that's where I'm located. And really what we're finding is that this is a form of entertainment. It's a field of entertainment, just like any other. It requires deep study. It also requires the fact that you have to understand who the participants in this ecosystem is. Students are fascinated not only by playing video games, but also the industry around it as well, just kind of like Hollywood or radio or whatever have you.
You know, I'm seeing, too, there's huge money involved, obviously, in these competitions. I would imagine that there's quite a big legal aspect of representation and so forth, because the endorsement deals, I mean, it's just like anything else. Like you said, it's a star vehicle.
Absolutely. I'm an attorney myself. I can tell you that there's a lot of money rolling around because the deals take a lot of time. They require legal representation. They also require good accountants. Worldwide, there's supposed to be a revenue of over $1 billion this year and way further than that next year. You know, obviously, you're going to have people interested and you're going to need professionals to actually work on these deals. And we hope our students really can be those professionals.
I feel like this is the next industry, right? They say always be involved in either death, taxes, births, weddings, or funerals, because those businesses never go into recession.
Not except video games.
Now we see that actually there are ways that they can go into a recession. All that business is on hold, and e-gaming is streaming ahead. What does the immediate future look like for esports, you think?
Well, you know, esports has had to change as well. It's a big innovation. Esports is trying to put it into bigger and bigger stadia and have people congregate just like, you know, traditional sports. But now they've really focused more on the infrastructure and delivering it directly to your homes, organizing the competition so that the athletes don't even have to leave their homes as well. Really, it's making it so that it's a much more flexible workplace, right? And it's a really more flexible form of delivery in terms of entertainment. That will create resilience in the future. And that means that, God forbid, if something like this happens again, esports can deliver that sort of competition and entertainment that people are craving in a time like this.
Professor Chung, let me ask you, as a parent, should we be concerned, though? Like, is video game addiction a problem? Especially now, because, you know, we always tried to time it before, but now these poor kids got nothing to do. So you just kind of let them roll with it.
You know, I think anything to an extreme is bad, right? So if you're doing video games 24 hours a day, I don't think that's a positive. Ultimately, there has to be a balance in all things. One of the things that we're looking at with our varsity programs is how to create that competitive structure time, time to really participate and really get better at the game, but then they can log off and focus on other things. So really, that's a tricky conversation. Obviously, video games are exciting for students. At the end of the day, it's really a conversation that needs to take place between the youth and parents and educators. And, you know, we all have to sort of figure out what the limits of that should be.
Jason, how long into the curriculum at these classes that you guys are offering until you get to like the Matrix and the hover chairs in Wall-E, where we all just eat through a milkshake and we weigh 1,000 pounds, but we keep playing?
Well, you know, I think that if we do it right, we won't weigh 1,000 pounds. In fact, I think we can be healthier and our minds can be even sharper if we do video gaming, competitive video gaming correctly. And I just want to address that, you know, at the end of the day, this is becoming professional sports. Athletes are getting fitter. They're actually on a training regimen. They're eating cleaner. To be competitive in video gaming these days, and especially in the esports context, you have to actually be healthy physically as well as mentally. That's the future. This is not about eating Doritos and Mountain Dew and being in a basement. This is a social activity that you're actually going to be doing with your friends, and hopefully not 24 hours a day, as I mentioned.
Right.
This is terrible. I thought I was way ahead in the training regimen. Terrible.
Jason Chung is an assistant professor of sports management and executive director of esports at the University of New Haven. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you.